This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Call 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Rushi High School here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We begin our 10th calendar year in January, hard to believe. We have reached out to 700,000 online users in 9 seasons here on scoresbroadcast.com, and the audience continues to grow up and up and up. Tonight, the defending champion Shelby County League winners a year ago, Rushi Raiders, host the Fairlawn Jets. Rushi, of course, without legendary head coach Paul Bremigen, who continues to coach at Troy, and without 10 graduating seniors off a very good team one season ago. But Rushi's JV clubs have been excellent the past few campaigns. And first-year head coach Spencer Cordonier, Chuck, expects to reload mighty fast.
Well, and I think they're going to. I mean, you're not going to hear Nolan Francis, Gavin Hoying, Adam Hoying, Joseph Monin. You're not going to hear Jordan Garrity, Justin Garrity. Those are names for the last 2 years that took this program to the regional.
Yep.
But the JV teams have been terrific. The freshman teams have lost one game in the last 2 years. There's no shortage of basketball talent here at Rushi.
The opponent tonight for the Shelby County League opener, the Fairlawn Jets, head coach Justin Tidwell in year number 4, County Player of the Year candidate Nathan Lessing is on this Fairlawn team. He hit about 20 points a clip last year. He was red hot most of the season, only did Jackson Center slow him down. But Nathan Lessing is the headline scorer. Only one notable starter from last year's team graduated. The entire unit, starters, subs, back for Fairlawn. As we mentioned, Rushi trying to reload completely. So in terms of personnel, a lot of contrast here tonight. Will be very interesting to see how this game starts out. Fairlawn's had difficulty with Rushi the last four times the two clubs have played. In fact, the Raiders have won those games by an average of far better than 20 points per contest. It's been four seasons since Fairlawn last beat Rushi. These two clubs, along with Jackson Center and Anna, are the four of the seven in the Shelby County League, Chuck, who the prognosticators think have shots at the league title. So this is a very big game in the opener tonight.
There's no doubt about it. And I, as a procrastinator, or procrastinator more than that, but I had Fairlawn at the top before they even had the move-in from Luke Hickman that came in, the 6'4 sophomore.
Right.
So they added a little bit. They've also got a, from what I understand, a transfer that has come in from Sydney that will be eligible after the 12th game. So these are, I think Fairlawn is the team to beat, but they got to come in here tonight and show that against what's going to be a very raucous crowd.
A lot of blue, of course, the Fairlawn Jets colors blue and white, Rushi Raiders colors blue and gold. It's a sea of blue everywhere tonight. A number of people are out of their bleacher seats at the moment in the concession stands. We are between games. Varsity Tilt coming up here in about 10 minutes. Rushi won the JV game quite easily. But we do expect about every bleacher seat to be filled tonight. A packed house here at Rushi. And as you mentioned, it is always raucous. No louder pep band than the one here at Rushi High School.
No, they're really good. And, you know, you look across the way, and I have a little trouble looking at the maize and blue colors from Rushi. But I can deal with that tonight, I guess. But, yeah, this is a tough place to play. And Spencer Cordonier wants to start out on a winning note. I talked to Mick Leffel, who played for me back in the day. I saw him Wednesday night. And the biggest thing that they're worried about is that high ball screen for Lessing, because now they can dump the ball down and they can go inside either the Hammonds or Hickman. So they were working on hedge moves. They were working on doubling it. They worked on three different things, and they're going to try to mix it up tonight.
Yeah, Lessing is a very good three-point shooter. Outstanding driver, boy, on the bounce. He's tough to contain, taking it to the hoop. And he shoots free throws extremely well.
Yeah.
And Rushi did manage to bottle him up somewhat in two meetings last year. Held him to 16 points and 11 below his average. Jackson Center really had the defense for success against Nate Lessing as they really clamped down on him. But if you slow down Lessing a little bit, you can probably stop Fairlawn. But I'll tell you what, the Jets have a fine supporting cast coming back with Nate this year. And that could spell trouble for the opposition. Nate Lessing needs to get a good 35, 40 points contribution from other players on the team.
No doubt about it. And last year, when you got into the lane against Rushi, you were up against Plyman at 6'8".
Yep.
You were up against 6'5", 6'5", 6'4". They don't have that this year. They do not have the overall team size that they've had the last couple of years.
You will hear some familiar-sounding Rushi names tonight for the Rushi Raiders. Jonah Counts will start at a guard. Connor Monnen at a guard. Trevor Monnen at a guard in the three-guard offense. Jake Garrity will start at a forward position. And Josh York in the post. Like last year, it's a club that averages pretty much 6 feet taller or better. Although last year's Rushi team was a couple inches bigger on the average than this year's club. But keep in mind, these Rushi Raiders this season had great success as JV players the last 1 to 2 years. So this team expects to win. It's tradition here at Rushi. And you can expect the Raiders to get off to a flying start and be a factor in the Shelby County League, just like the last couple seasons, even though Rushi graduated two units of five last year. They had 10 who were seniors.
And I think what you're going to see tonight is you're going to see a lot of pressure. You're going to see a lot of half court. You're going to see a lot of full court pressure. I think they feel like they've got eight or nine kids that they can play.
Yes.
So, you know, fouls, you don't want to pick up fouls, but you can live with them if you've got a deep bench, and that's where they think they're going to be strong.
And it's maybe too soon to call, but Rushi may have a little more quality depth than Fairlawn. We'll see as this game progresses, but the Raiders may have an edge in that department. Fairlawn's got the overall height advantage in this game tonight.
Yeah, which is strange. That's not been the case for the last few years for the Raiders, that's for sure.
You're so right. Rushi Raiders a year ago, as I mentioned, 22-5, 11-1 in the Shelby County League. They took the title. Fairlawn was 12-11, 4-8 in Shelby County League play 1 year ago. So many thanks to our great sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolle in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service at Bambauer. Bluffton University's MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Big sale at Goffney Furniture through Sunday. Don't miss out. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The Sydney Daily News offering you the best local sports page coverage around. John Hip Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It is out of this world. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Other action in the Shelby County League tonight as the schedule starts up. Hoops boys play. Also has Botkins at Anna and Jackson Center at Fort Loramie. Layman Catholic, by the way, is at Minster this evening. Sydney is down at West Carrollton. To give you an idea what clubs in Shelby County and on our immediate perimeter are doing this evening. Of course, girls play has been underway for a week. And Chuck, we had a fine game last Saturday night at Fort Loramie. Defending state champion Division IV Lady Redskins knocked off Division II powerhouse Tippecanoe. How about that?
Well, you know what? And really, for a first game with a lot of people that they're changing out. I mean, I know they still have Berger, but you know, they got some people that are they're playing some different spots and more time, and they look pretty darn good.
It was impressive, no doubt about it.
And that was Tip's second game, yeah. So that gave them a little advantage.
Yep. Now, both teams back out on the floor shooting around. We're about 3.5 minutes away from the opening tip. We'll take a 2-minute break, then return with starting lineups. It is Fairlawn at Rushi, our Hoops Boys opener on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bainbow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Hey, don't miss out on the big Black Friday sale at Goffney Furniture, West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of Interstate 75. In-store items marked down big time. Black Friday sale at Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture, priced just right. Great savings during the Black Friday sale now at Goffney Furniture. It runs through the weekend, through closing time Saturday, through closing time on Sunday. Don't miss out. Check out Goffney Furniture in Sydney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for added savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Might be interesting to note last year's Shelby County League boys standings. Rushi took it all, 11-1, going 22-5 overall. Jackson Center was right behind with a 10-2 league mark, 21-6 on the season. Fort Laramie followed, 7-5, 15-9 overall. Anna was 6-6, 11-13 overall. Fairlawn Jets were fifth at the close of the Shelby County League boys schedule a year ago, 4-8, 12-11 on the year. Bodkins also 4-8, 9-14 on the season. And Houston was 0-12, 1-22 overall. The Wildcats expect to show marked improvement this year in 2015-16. We've got starting lineups in the tip-off of tonight's game next on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy. Unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And we have just concluded the playing of our national anthem here at Rushi High School, Fairlawn versus Rushi. First boys contest on scoresbroadcast.com this season. It's the second of probably close to 80 high school basketball games we will bring you throughout this season. As we noted just a few minutes ago, we opened up coverage of hoops action with our initial girls game last Saturday. as Fort Loramie defeated Tippecanoe by 5. Fairlawn Jets trying to defeat the Rushi Raiders for the first time since the 2012-13 season, when Fairlawn beat Rushi twice, 77-70 and 47-34. Fairlawn was 16-8 that year. Rushi was only 6-17. But the last two seasons, the Raiders have won easily over Fairlawn in 2013-14, 62-38 and 54-46. And last year, 66-43 and 73-49. Opening five for the Rushi Raiders, a team that is rebuilding but will rebuild very quickly. A few outstanding JV seasons the last several campaigns here at Rushi. And even though the Raiders graduated its entire starting five and everyone off the bench a year ago, Rushi's basketball program is built for success once again here in 2015-16. Jonah Count starts at a guard, a 6-foot senior. Connor Monin, a 6-foot senior, is at a guard, along with Trevor Monin, a 5'11 senior. Jake Garrity plays the forward, a 6'2 senior. Josh York is in the post, a 6'5 senior. York averaged 12 points a game on the JVs a year ago, I might note. And Jonah Counts popped in 8 for contest. Meanwhile, the Fairlawn Jets go with Nate Lessing, a 6'2 junior at guard. Nick Brodigam, a 6'1 junior. Aaron Hammond, a 6-foot senior. Drew Brodigam, a 6'4 sophomore. And Luke Hammond, a 6'4 sophomore, complete the starting five for the Fairlawn Jets. I should say Luke Hickman, a 6'4 sophomore, is the fifth starter. I think I said Luke Hammond. It's Aaron Hammond. Luke, as we noted in the pregame, a move-in from Miami East, giving the Fairlawn Jets some important size on their front line. Opening toss here to start the game is one to the Rushi Raiders, who quickly fire up a miss. A long one, no good. Fairlawn down the floor to Jiffy. And here's Hammond from the left flank. He shoots it hard, and the rebound is tapped out of bounds, and we're underway. A flurry of quick shots. No one has put points on the board yet. Rushi brings it to the timeline. Here's Monin. Trevor Monin, right side pass to Connor. They are not related, believe it or not. Oh, here's a good inside dish. A catch by Jake Garrity below the rim, and he lays it through.
That's high-low basketball at its finest.
Well done by the Raiders, who jump out 2-0. Down the floor, Fairlawn. Foul line extended right. Hickman left open, jumping, shooting, got it. We're tied up at 2. Rushi 2, Fairlawn 2. Raiders forecourt to her left. In the home white, blue numbers outlined in gold. Here's a drive attempt by Counts. He's checked nicely by Hammond. Good defense. And we've got a high dribble, a violation against Rushi. Raiders full court pressure. Fairlawn gets it in. Lessing dribbles up the left side. On the bounce, goes between the legs. Nate Lessing, 21 points a game last year. He is certainly a candidate this year for the Shelby County League Player of the Year honors. Outside the arc, near side, Nick Brodigam, 6'1 junior. Hits Lessing in the lane. Lessing tries to squeeze between a couple Rushi defenders. Forces up a shot. Missed it, but he's bailed out of foul against Rushi.
Well, it looked like he was straight up and did a nice job defensively. I'm not sure I agree with that call.
Lessing with a pair at the stripe. An 80% free throw shooter a year ago. In and out. No good. Second shot for Nate. 6 feet, 2 inches tall. Good spring in the legs. Placed taller than that. That free throw way short. Rebound kicks to Counts. Up the court for Rushi. Top of the circle. Trevor Monin's got it. Trevor looks inside for Garrity. Garrity pops to the foul line. Ball is delivered to him. Jake dropped it. Got it back. Here's an entry pass from the left wing by Rushi. Good overplay by Fairlawn. Stolen. Lead out down the floor to Lessing. Lessing goes toward the rim. Shot blocked away out of bounds. Great D by the Raiders.
I'm going to tell you again, he should have gone to the free throw line that time, and that would have evened him up. He got hammered pretty good on that one.
Yeah, Jake Garrity came in, walloped him on the arm.
It was good defense because he didn't score.
Fairlawn inbounds. Hickman top of the circle. Defense out of the arc, but Jake, who knocked it loose, Fairlawn got it back. Deep in the left corner, it's Hammond. Now to Hickman. Hickman foul line. On a weave out back to Nick Brodigham, 6'1 junior, averaged 4 points a game last year. Near side pass to Hickman, who's got Furlong's basket so far. Here's a high-low pass. Ball lobbed from way out high by Drew Brodigham down inside to Nick. Couldn't get it to go. It hung on the rim, fell off. Rebounding foul against Rushi over the back. No, it's a jump. Good call by the referee.
Boy, I tell you what, Nate Lessing won't miss that shot very often.
Oh, here's a nice play underneath the rim by Fairlawn. Hammond deals into Nick Brodigham, who strides to the basket. Flipped it up there short, but he was whacked on the back of the wrist, and he'll get two.
They set a nice back screen for him, and he was wide open going down the lane.
Nick Brodigham's got a pair. First shot good. Fairlawn now 1 for 3 at the stripe so far. 3-2 in favor of the Jets. A lot of eyes around the county on this game tonight. Fairlawn expecting to be improved over last year's 12-11 club and a contender in the Shelby County League. Rushi league champ a year ago. The team went all the way to the regional, but is reloading 5 brand new starters, new players off the bench. And a lot of people focusing on how well the Raiders will do tonight as well. Both free throws made by Nick Brodigham of Fairlawn. Here's Rushi down the floor, barreling in from the left flank. It is Cole Tebby, a 6'3 junior, in off the bench. Pushed up a shot off the backboard, too hard, no good. Rebound deflected right back out to Rushi, which resets the attack. Here's Josh York at the foul line, spinning, doesn't shoot. Hands it off to a driver, Trevor Monin. Trevor had a good-looking shot, passed it up. Dealt a pass off, intercepted by Fairlawn. 4:44 left in the first, 4-2 Jets. Hammond's got the ball 25 feet away from Fairlawn. That is Drew Brodigham out high. Right wing to Nick. Let's go. 19-footer short. Rebound hits the iron. Bounds out of bounds. Rushi will bring it down the floor.
Well, I'll tell you what. You are going to see some half-court man-to-man defense out of this Rushi team. They are overplaying everything.
Both head coaches, Spencer Cordonier of Rushi in his first year, Justin Tidwell of Fairlawn in his fourth year, prefer the man-to-man much of the time over the zone. They will zone it a little bit if necessary. We've seen full-court pressure from both teams a little bit so far. This time, Fairlawn relents. Here is Trevor Monin down the floor, top of the circle to Connor Monin for Rushi. Here's a long left corner three ball by Jonah Count to the Raiders. He airballs it. Long rebound to the Raiders. Swiped out high. Taken away by Fairlawn. Blitzing down the floor to Jiffy. And driving and scoring is Cody Kirtner in off the bench. A 5'11 junior. Good overplay by Kirtner. 6-2 Fairlawn. Here's Rushi in the post. Little half hook. 7-footer right in front. Short by Tebby. Rebound down to Hammond to Fairlawn in backcourt. Hammond looking for help. Finds Lessing eventually. Lessing on the bounce up the near side. Fairlawn in a bit of trouble in backcourt. And head coach Justin Tidwell gets a timeout. 3:44 left in the first. The Jets 6, the Raiders 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
And the Rushi Raiders continued their great play as a junior varsity program, thumping Fairlawn easily in our preliminary tilt here tonight. But after 4 minutes 20 seconds of the first quarter here in the varsity contest, Fairlawn owns a 6-2 lead. Cold shooting by Rushi at the start. Fairlawn has looked a little more fluid offensively. Here's the pass to Kirtner in the lane. Gives it up to Hickman deep in the right corner. Shot fake. Now shoots a long two. Off the flange, no good. Rebound ricochets to Lessing, top of the key. He slides down the lane. Tosses it up there on the run. Off the back iron. And right down through. He got the bounce. And Fairlawn's got an 8-2 lead on the field goal by Lessing. The rim was kind to him that time. 3 minutes left in the opening period. The Raiders have been stymied with just 2 points. Here's a ball bobbled out in the arc by Rushi. A drop pass. Fairlawn gets it. Quickly down the floor. outside the arc of the right wing. It's Kirtner. Kirtner left available. Guns it. Three-point territory. Missed it long. Rebound Rushi. Bust out Raiders at the other end. Hard driving layup is missed by Cole Tevy. The rebound slapped away out of bounds by Furlong. Action fast and furious. Low scoring game so far. Shooting will improve, I'm sure. 8-2 in favor of Fairlawn. 2:46 to go, first quarter.
That was a good run out by Rushi. That's how they need to get a couple of baskets here to get rolling.
Yeah, they blitz their way down the floor. A little too hasty at the rim. Missed the shot. Raiders inbounds below the rim. Dylan Cordonier on the floor right now. 5'11 junior guard. 2.5 to go, first quarter. 20 feet away it is. Dylan on the bounce. Gives it up to Trevor Monin. Down low to the post. A good dish on the play to Josh York. A power move up and in off the backboard. And a foul against Fairlawn. Count it plus one. Or you can bet Josh York is the young man on the interior that head coach Spencer Cordonier wants to find.
That was a nice strong move that time.
Foul committed by Logan DeMarcus, 6'3 senior, in off the bench for Fairlawn. The free throw fired up there by York. It is no good off to the right. Rebound to the Jets, who lead 8-4. 2:18 left here in the first quarter. Top of the circle, Drew Prodigham hangs on. Throws it cross court to Lessing. Lessing being hounded now by Trevor Monin. Trevor follows Lessing to the Raiders logo midcourt. Near side pass. Goes on the play to Kirtner. Kirtner's got it 20 feet away. Now to Luke Hickman in the top of the key. The transfer from Miami East. Gives it up into the right corner. And then we've got an over-guarding foul against Rushi as Drew Brodigham is pushed to the hardwood. The 6'4 sophomore goes down. Common foul. Fairlawn inbounds to the right of the basket. Josh Reck, a 5'11 junior, is in there now. Ball thrown out high to Luke Hickman, who tries to dump it down inside to Lessing on the post move. Battled away by Rushi and stolen. Quickly, Raiders down the floor, driving off balance. Trevor Monin way short of the mark, and a Raider pokes it out of bounds. For Rushi going a little bit too fast for its own good right now.
Well, the first two shots they took of the game were threes.
Yes.
And now I'm sure they talked about let's get it inside. But yeah, you got to see if it's there. If not, you come back out, run your offense. You don't try to go in one on three.
8-4 Fairlawn, a minute 37 left in the first quarter. Ball being walked to the timeline by Lessing. Lessing has picked up 30 feet away by Trevor Monin. Lessing on the weave, gives it to Kirtner. Outside the arc, far left to Josh Reck. Here's an attempted drive by Reck. Look at him go all the way to the backboard. It's in and out, no good. Tough break. Hit the glass, rattled, spun away. Loose ball, right corner, tipped out of bounds by Rushi. Fairlawn will trigger it with a minute 15 to go in the first, leading 8-4. Josh Reck, a 5'11 junior who did not play at the varsity level last year, pitches inbounds to Lessing. Also on the court, Cody Kirtner, a 5'11 junior. He too did not play last year for Fairlawn. Oh, here's a great drive to Lessing. Lessing barges down the lane, forced his way in there, caught over a Rushi player, made the shot, but wipe it out. It's charging.
Yeah, that was the correct call, and because the person who took the charge was far enough away from the basket that they're going to give that to the defensive player every time.
Yep, exactly right, Chuck. Good observation. Good call by the official. The trio tonight refereeing this game, John Derryberry, Steve Oren, and Todd Trainer. Three fine high school referees who work a lot of ball in the Upper Miami Valley throughout the Shelby County League and a few other conferences as well. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Rushi ball. Raiders down 8-4. Here's a cross-court pass, right corner. Handled there by Jonah Counts. Flips it out back to a teammate. It's Jake Garrity. He pumps up a long three and hits the rim. Backboard no good. Rebound knocked to Fairlawn. Here come the Jets down the floor. Hickman head of the key on the bounce. Looks for Hammond, trying to find him. 25 feet away, gets it to him. Left side it goes to Kirtner. Straight away, Drew Brodigham in the middle. To Hickman, to Drew, driving down the lane. Oh, great dish.
Wow.
And a layup by Drew Brodigham.
What an outstanding pass by Hickman.
Whew. What a feed. 10-4. Fairlawn leads. 19 seconds to go, first quarter. Rushi's got the ball baseline left. It's handled there by Cole Tebby. He gives it up, gets it back. 11 seconds left in the period. Now 30 feet away, it's Trevor Monin. 6-5. Monin gets a screen 30 feet out. Dribble drive, running down the right side of the lane. All the way to the rim. Got it. He beats the buzzer. Fine play, Trevor Monin of Rushi. First quarter ends. Fairlawn 10, Rushi 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Tracy Francis of Sydney with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter, Audrey Francis, has dealt with a ton of injuries while playing for the Fairlawn Mighty Jets. She's had an ankle, a knee, and a quad injury. We thought she might miss several games or even a big chunk of the season.
But not a chance, because Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine provided outstanding treatment for Audrey's persistent quadriceps strain.
The quad injury kept recurring, but with treatment and special exercise program prepared by Wilson Sports Medicine trainer Melissa Noble, Audrey has pretty much licked the quad injury. It's darn near normal now.
A badly sprained ankle didn't keep Audrey off the court long either.
And that ankle injury was nasty. Audrey had to be helped off the floor. But with Melissa's fantastic care on the sideline, Audrey returned to the game one quarter later and helped her team to that big victory. All thanks to Wilson Sports Medicine.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Rushi High School. It's our boys' hoops opener on ScoresBroadcast.com. First game of the year for both Rushi and Fairlawn. And the Fairlawn Jets lead 10-6 after one. Biggest margin, 6 points in that first quarter. Rushi notched the final basket just before the buzzer. And here's a fine inside play by Rushi as we kick off action in the second period. A good wraparound pass inside to Josh York, who took it to the rim unmolested. Four straight points by Rushi. 10-8. Jets lead it by two. Drew Brodigham outside, top of the key for Fairlawn. Throws a pass near side, and the ball is dealt for a cutter down the lane. Wild throw intercepted by the Raiders. Nick Brodigham made a bad errant pass there. Here's a good drive by Rushi. Jody Counts darts in from the left corner. Got the roll and a foul.
That is outstanding concentration, because he got hit down around his hip, which you know is going to knock you to the ground, and his eyes never left the rim.
Strong play by Jody Counts. Raiders have rallied from being down 10-4 to tie it. Counts with a three-point play for the lead, and he sinks it. And just like that, the Rushi Raiders have pumped home seven in succession to lead 11-10. 7:20 to go, second quarter. Head coach Spencer Cadanier made some good adjustments there during that quarter break. Rushi comes out with a good idea about what to do in offense, and the Raiders get two layups. Fairlawn with the ball, top of the circle. Nick Brodigham goes to Hickman, foul line extended right. Down low to Drew, the pass is too hot to handle. Good overplay defense by Rushi. It goes out of bounds off Fairlawn.
You got to catch that. That's a layup. You got to catch it in traffic.
Exactly, you sure do. The receiver for Fairlawn got his hands on it, but coughed it up. Couple Rushi players around. Rushi with the ball left corner. Entry pass from the wing into York, nearly snatched by Fairlawn. It goes out of bounds. Below the basket, Counts will trigger for the Raiders. A minute 15 gone in the second. 11-10 Rushi. Counts looks, still looks, trying to find a teammate. Lobs into York, back to Counts. Three-point land, fadeaway shot, bangs off the iron, no good. Rebound baseline right, but Cole Tebby. Tebby maneuvers and dragged that pivot foot.
It was a nice, strong rebound. Just got himself out of position when he tried to get to the rim.
6:38 to go in the second quarter. 11-10, Rushi by one over Fairlawn. Rushi Raiders have Trevor Monin, Connor Monin, and Dylan Cordonier on the floor, along with Josh York. We'll pick up that fifth player for you momentarily. It's Jake Garrity. I think that's the starting five back in now for Rushi. Pressure at midcourt by Rushi. Deflection by the Raiders. A steal. And then Rushi hustles down the floor, and the Raiders throw it out of bounds. We have token pressure in backcourt by Rushi. It goes in play to Lessing. Tell you what, Lessing's been a pretty well-kept secret so far by Rushi's defense.
Yeah, I mean, the only he had the one basket early, missed a couple of free throws, and then had the other one that he got the charge on.
Yes.
Other than that, I think it's going two times he shot the ball.
Here's Lessing, 25 feet away, splits a couple defenders, dribbles between them, heads toward the basket, reach-in foul against Rushi. That's a common personal. Fairline will throw in. Baseline right. Trigger man is Cody Kirtner, a 5'11 junior. Lobs out back to Lessing. Lessing goes to the foul line. Fadeaway 14-footer. Hit the back iron. No good. Rebound taken down by Rushi. Yanked off the board by Luke Bussey. Bussey, a 6'1 senior's in. Down inside to York. Little turnaround, 7-foot J right in front. He connects. And Rushi's up 13-10. Nine straight points for the Raiders. 5:56 to go till halftime. Timeout Fairlawn on scoresbroadcast.com.
Mitch Middendorf, owner of Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, says his customers receive great value in home and commercial construction.
At Middendorf Builders, quality does come first. Clients believe quality and affordability are the top priority, and so do I.
Chet Harrod of Fort Loramie is one of the region's many well-satisfied homeowners who've had houses built by Middendorf.
My family and I, we have really benefited from the affordability of Middendorf Builders. We really like the common sense approach that Middendorf Builders took into the building of our home.
Middendorf Builders also excels in commercial construction.
Middendorf constructed our 3,400 square foot facility in Anna this past summer.
Aaron Barlow is the business manager of XL Sports Medicine.
Without question, I'd say Middendorf met our expectations, and this new facility has allowed us to serve our growing number of physical therapy patients.
Middendorf in Fort Loramie, on the web at MiddendorfBuilders.com.
I'd recommend Middendorf Builders to anyone. It's a household name in home building.
Fairlawn Jets, after the timeout, inbound the ball in backcourt to Nate Lessing. He's double-teamed at the timeline. Picks up his dribble. Goes left corner to a teammate. Here's a long three-point try launched in by Cody Kirtner to tie up the game. Kirtner left open. Double-team was on Lessing. Lessing found Cody, and he drilled it. 5.5 to go, second quarter, 13 apiece. Rushi with the ball, head of the key. It's Jake Garrity. Step back, triple by him. Bullseye, he's got it. 16-13, Rushi by a field goal. Lessing to midcourt, pressure's on. He finds Kirtner. Kirtner dribbles into the lane. Hands off on the play to Logan DeMarcus, in off the bench. Little fadeaway, 8-footer in traffic, too hard. Rebound Rushi, over guarding against Fairlawn.
Frustration foul right there.
Logan DeMarcus, who averaged nearly 6 a game last year for Fairlawn, a 6'3 senior, is on the floor now for the Jets. 16-13 in favor of Rushi as the two teams traded long three balls. Now the Raiders will bring it down the floor. Aaron Hammond back on the hardwood for the Jets. You have Lessing, DeMarcus out there, along with Kirtner, Hammond, and Drew Brodigan. Down low, it's Trevor Monin. Monin hits a cutter coming toward the rim. Fine pass to Cole Tebby on the finish. Tebby's got two.
I kind of like this Tebby kid. Boy, he plays hard.
Yep, he's coming off the bench and ignited Rushi. Here's a long three ball deep in the right corner. DeMarcus lets it fly. Got it. He was straddling the arc. Give him two. So the teams trade two buckets each way. Timeout called on the floor by Rushi with 4:40 left to go till halftime. 3-point lead Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Here comes Rushi's Trevor Monin to midcourt, left-hand dribble. Now with the right, looks for help, deals it off 25 feet away from the bucket to Ethan Monier, who's checked in now. Ethan, a 6-foot junior guard. Here's a long try by Ethan Monier as nobody guarded him. Fairline backed off. He had a foot on the three-point line, left it short. A shove off beneath the basket against Rushi.
Well, they were going to give him a three, but I could obviously see his toe on the line when he went up.
I think you're right, Chuck,
that the referee put the three up.
Yeah, he did.
But had to go to the monitor.
Ethan did appear to have a sneaker on that blue stripe, but the shot missed anyway. Foul against Rushi on the rebound attempt. Fairlawn brings it up the floor, down by three. Fairlawn's led by as many as six. Hammond head of the key with the ball. Ethan Monier on him. Here's a little give and go. Nice cut toward the basket by Kirtner. He catches at the foul line. One step below it. Missed the shot off the back of the rim. Rebound Rushi. Skipping down the floor, Trevor Monin. Pulls up the dribble. Goes cross court to the three-point shooter. Lets it fly. It is in and out. Ethan Monier couldn't get it to go. Rebound taken down by Fairlawn. Here come the Jets sprinting in the lane. Lessing off balance. Shake and bake. Good! What a play by Lessing. 18-17. Rushi up one. Cole Tebby outside the arc. On a weave. Coming out to catch now, Jake Garrity. Jake Garrity down inside to a teammate who nearly walked. It's Cole Tebby. Oh, he spins and scores a five-footer. Cole Tebby with his buck to the back to the basket. Good twisting action. 20-17, Rushi. Here's Hammond out of the arc for the Fairlawn Jets. Lobs it down inside to Kirtner, who got behind the defense of Rushi. He caught it and was fouled from the backside while shooting.
His defender fell down. He did a nice job at that point to cut to the basket. Rushi picked up his second foul there.
Yep, two on Cole. He's been a contributor to Rushi's offense. Coming in off the bench for the Raiders as Kirtner swishes the free throw. And it's 20-18. Rushi by two. Rushi Raiders substituting very freely in this game. Rushi will fashion a 9 or 10 man squad. Second shot by Kirtner, and he calmly knocks that one down. 20-19. Rushi up one. Got Josh York in the post now for Rushi. Dylan Cordonier to guard. Trevor Monin brings it down at the guard spot. Gives it up to York. Good high-low action down inside to Garrity. Garrity finishes and drops it in there. Wow, Rushi has worked that play to perfection so far in this contest. Sluggish start for the Raiders who have picked it up. 22-19 Rushi. Deep in the right corner, DeMarcus has it for Fairlawn. DeMarcus long step back three out of his range. Overshot it. Rebound Raiders. Raiders a chance to go up five or six. Here's a quick look at a pass inside. Busted up by Fairlawn. Jets with a steal. Lessing motors down the floor below the foul line. Has his shot tipped from behind. Hustles to the baseline. Gets it. Drives. Banks it. Scores it. Oh, Lessing working hard for Fairlawn at the offensive end.
Well, he's 6'2", but he plays like he's 6'5".
Yeah, sure does. 22-21. Rushi by one. 2:05 to go first half. York high post. Gives it up left side to Ethan Monier. Outside to Trevor Monin. Now Garrity. Garrity steps back, unloads the three off to the right, no good. Good, strong offensive rebound inside by York. He's hammered. He'll get two. 22-21 Rushi, a minute 53 left in the second quarter. A couple free throws here for Josh York. York, 6'5", senior, missed the foul shot strong. York, the tallest young man on Rushi's roster at 6'5". Jake Garrity, who plays a wing spot, stands 6'2". Cole Tevy is 6'3". Clay Borchers, who may play some post, is 6'3". Second free throw, also no good. Rebounded by Fairlawn. Jets quickly down the floor. Hickman. Hickman lobs out back to the long three-point shooter. It's pumped up there by Nick Brodigan. It is hard, no good. Rebound taken off by Fairlawn, and Rushi is on the shoulder of Nate Lessing.
Yeah, he had another offensive rebound. He's doing a great job in the paint, but that's what he always does.
Boy, his motor never stops. Nate Lessing continues to play. Free throw by Nate, way short, uncharacteristically. He's misfired on three.
He is 0 for 3.
Nate Lessing, certainly a candidate for County Player of the Year. Jackson Center's got a couple young men who might be in that hunt as well. So is being Wildermuth. Second free throw, Lessing, good. He's 1 of 4 at the stripe, and the game is tied at 22 with a minute 38 to go in the first half. Trevor Monin, midcourt for Rushi on the bounce. Looks for help. Lobs, foul line extended left to York. Back to the basket. Now to Trevor on the arc. He motions. 22-22 our score. Minute 20 to go in the first half. Deep in the right corner, Connor Monin dribbles out high. Coming out to catch, left wing, Trevor Monin. Back to Connor. Now Trevor. Now York, who catches it at the elbow of the left. Ball dished on the arc to Connor Monin, who fires up a line drive. Three short. Rebound, though, by Rushi. Raiders start the offense again. 56 seconds to go, second quarter. Game still tied at 22. Popping out, Connor Monin. Now York, 25 feet away. Into the post goes the pass. Back to the basket. Dylan Cardonier fouled over the shoulder by a Fairlawn player. It's a common personal. We've had only 8 fouls in this game so far. My mistake. I can't count. 13 total. Ball inbound to deep in the left corner. To Rushi's Trevor Monin, who's got the ball with 39 seconds to go in the first half. 22-22 tie. Lengthy possession by Rushi. Here's a drive. Off balance, Manulu to basket. Running hard. Monin left it short. Got past a couple defenders, but couldn't get the ball over the lip of the rim. And Fairlawn gobbled up the rebound. Jets trying to break the tie before halftime. Here's a baseline drive by Drew Brodigan. Off balance, banked it short, no good. Good defense by Rushi. Tie up on the rebound effort. It stays with Fairlawn with 17.8 to go, second quarter. Hammond will inbounds right of the rim. Hammond looking. Finds Drew open right in front. Powers to the basket. Good late defense by Rushi, which caused Drew Brodigan to overshoot. And the Raiders snarfed up the rebound. 8 seconds to go, first half. Game tied. Driving down the lane, Rushi with a great pass. Connor Monin hits Jake Garrity, who beat the buzzer. Rushi Raiders with field goals to end the first and second quarters. And Rushi's got a 24-22 halftime lead. A big 18-point second period of production for Rushi, which once trailed by 6. Raiders were down 4 after 1, but Rushi's come from behind with 5 second quarter play to lead Fairlawn 24-22 here at the half. Good first 2 quarters. Halftime report coming up, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Rushi High School. It's our boys' hoops opener on scoresbroadcast.com. First game of the year for both Rushi and Fairlawn's boys' teams. And the Rushi Raiders have a two-point lead, 24-22 over Fairlawn at our halftime break. Chuck, whatever Rushi head coach Spencer Cordonier said to his troops after the first quarter must have worked. 18-point second period for Rushi. Our halftime report now brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Well, yeah, they came out and ran their offense a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
It's first game, and you got three or four scrimmages. Not the same thing as playing in a game that counts.
Right, right.
And these young men don't have any varsity experience, basically. So, you know, this is all new for them. Fairlawn, I was a little disappointed in how they started the game, you know, but they're hanging in there. It's 24-22 at the half. 13-12 rebounding advantage for the Raiders, 6-5 on the offensive boards, 8 turnovers for Rushi. A lot of those were in the first quarter, 4 turnovers for Fairlawn, 1-4 from the free throw line for the Raiders, 5-8 for Fairlawn. Individual scoring, they were led by Jake Garrity with 9, 6 for Josh York. They got 4 from Cole Tebby off the bench. He was pretty good today. Counts had 3, and Trevor Monin had 2. They scored 6 and 18, 24 for the first half. 2 people with 7, Nate Lessing and Cody Kirtner for the Jets. I knew I could do that. Nick Rodigan has 2. Logan DeMarcus has 2, Luke Hickman has 2, and Drew Brogdon has 2. They scored 10 and 12, 24-22 at the half.
Kirtner with 7 points off the bench. This young man played no varsity ball last year for Fairlawn, and he came in and drilled home 7 points, a couple free throws, a long 3. Without him, Fairlawn, it might be down as many as 8 or 10 points right now.
Yeah, he played really well, and I like the fact he just seemed to be under control.
Yes, yes. 5'11 junior Cody Kirtner, fine first half for Fairlawn. As you said, Rushi with a much more effective second quarter offensively. Raiders got the ball down inside when they wanted to get it there.
And that opened up a couple of, and then they hit a 3, so that opened up the outside a little bit more. But, the second quarter, they definitely dominated the second quarter.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Our halftime score, Rushi 24, Fairlawn 22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter, Reggie, injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Hey, some of you may have heard of Brookins. For those of you who have not heard of Brookins Restaurant, well, it's been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on its walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You can just sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of boasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie. 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. Don't forget that pork chop special on Saturday night. About 2.5 minutes away from the second half of tonight's game between Rushi and Fairlawn, our boys' hoops opener on scoresbroadcast.com. First game of the year for each team. It is Rushi up by 2 over Fairlawn, 24-22 at the break. Local Equipment in Jackson Center came to Shelby County back in 1981, first beginning as Local in L.A., California. Now Local Equipment makes his home in Jackson Center, Ohio, and underwrites a halftime segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, saluting outstanding seniors who are fine performers on the basketball floor and in the classroom as well. For the Fairlawn Jets, we look to seniors Aaron Hammond, Logan DeMarcus, also a senior for the Jets, and one other senior on the entire roster, Troy Fletcher. I missed a fourth as well, James Skeens. Four 12th graders recognized tonight by Local Equipment for the Fairlawn Jets. Rushi Raiders with several 12th graders who are starting their senior season here this evening. Jonah Counts, Connor Monin, Trevor Monin, Jake Garrity, Caleb Ball is a senior, as is Lucas Bussey, and Clay Borchers, along with Josh York. These young men highlighted tonight by Local Equipment in Jackson Center here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And a lot of gratitude to Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. In fact, an underwriting anchor sponsor since our inception 9 years ago on scoresbroadcast.com. Second half gets underway. Rushi possession and a very good drive to the basket. Good screen for Josh York. He takes it all the way to the cup. Fine field goal. And Fairlawn comes right back. Backdoor cut out high. It is Hickman dishing to Hammond along the baseline. He's belted as he tries to lay it in. He'll get two free throws.
Well, I wondered when they were going to try to backdoor him, because Rushi is overplaying everything on the wings, and they did a nice job of ball faking and going back on it.
Left-handed free throw by Aaron Hammond around the rim and in. It was 24-22, Rushi at halftime. Rushi gets a bucket from York. Hammond counters, two free throws for the Jets, and it's 26-24. Well, both coaches had designed plays set up to start the second half, Chuck.
Yep, that's what you do.
Here's the pass to Garrity. Foul line extended left for Rushi. Starts a drive, dribbled off his knee, lost it. Fairlawn gets it. Quickly down the floor, Lessing pulls up baseline right. Short, no good. Strong rebound inside. Drew Brodigan goes to work. Rottingham with a nice putback, and we're tied at 26. Deep in the left corner counts. Baseline, Rushi off balance, meets resistance, and a foul. Well, Rushi Raiders with a much better idea about what to do in offense second and third quarters than the home team did in the first.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, their JV players getting their first varsity experience.
Ball lobbed into York at the foul line, starts a drive as it's swiped, taken away by Nick Brodigan. Down the floor to Lessing, it's too far. Lessing gets it on the baseline, but he's on the stripe out of bounds. Tough break for Nate Lessing.
When I say that about Rushi, they're going to be varsity players here real soon.
Oh, yeah.
You can just see them starting to round into of what they want to do.
Yep. It's a varsity roster with a mix of juniors and seniors with a vast amount of JV experience on fine junior varsity teams the last couple years. Here's an off-balance drive into the lane by Rushi, fired up there by Jonah Counts off the back iron. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Fairlawn. 6:41 to go, third quarter, game tied at 26. Jonah Counts inbounding, right of the rim, lobs to York in the lane, spins around Drew Brodigan, up under Hickman, good for two. Boy, Josh York is going to be tough to handle in the paint. Here's Fairlawn down the floor, behind by two. Foul line, Nick Brodigan tries to loop it over the head of a Raider defender for Lessing. The pass goes astray, out of bounds. Rushi up two with the ball, a chance to inch ahead further. We've got Nick Brodigan on the floor with Kirtner, who's checked in now. He had the splendid first half for the Jets. High, low, Trevor Monnen heaves down inside for Josh York. Look at him go to work, ducks under, left it short, no good. Drew Brodigan got the rebound for Fairlawn, hard-earned board, and then his foot is caught from the player behind him, foul against York of Rushi. Common personal. We've played a minute 52 here in the third quarter, 28-26 Raiders. Very good boys' hoops opener tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. We had our eye on this game back in the summer when we looked at the boys' basketball schedule. Each team expected to finish near the top of the standings in the Shelby County League boys' race. And they hook up first weekend. We've got all the action for you right here. Thanks for joining us. Hammond's got the ball in the right corner for Fairlawn. 5:47 left, third quarter. 28-26 Rushi. On the arc, Nick Brodigan. That'll Lessing. Spin move, twisting, shooting in the paint. Left it short. Rushi got the rebound. Hustling down the floor hard goes Trevor Monnen. Trevor Monnen all the way to the rack. Missed it, no good. Dylan Cordonier got the rebound. Poked it back out to a teammate. And Rushi resets. It goes to Trevor Monnen, to Connor Monnen. Straight away, Garrity sizes up a three, bangs it off the back iron, no good. And we've got a jump ball and the rebound, Fairlawn possession. 28-26, two-point lead, Raiders. 5:15 left, third quarter. Chuck, in this game tonight, a three-possession lead is significant.
Yeah, there haven't been much. We had 6 points one way and I think 4 points the other way.
Yes, exactly. In backcourt, Lessing on the hop. Dribbles hard down the floor. Pulls up at the foul line. Makes an errant pass to Drew Brodigan. Picked off by York. York the other way. A two drop up and in over the front of the iron. What a play by York.
He's got all six of them here in the third quarter for the Raiders.
And Rushi edges out to a four-point cushion. 30-26. Lessing midcourt for Fairlawn. 25 feet out. Hands off to Hammond. Aaron Hammond's been pretty silent for the Jets. He's got to get into the flow of the offense in order for Fairlawn to pull this game out. He's got the ball in the right corner. Moving screen set by Drew Brodigan.
It was either that or a travel. Take your pick.
Right. Exactly. One or the other, no doubt. 4:38 to go, third quarter. 30-26, Rushi up four. Jets trying to seize momentum in this game. Midway through the third. Fairlawn led early 8-2. Rushi was up 16-13, 18-15 in the second. and 26-22 to start the third. Oh, good high-low action. Garrity, York, what a combination. Outstanding pass, and York concludes the play down low with a soft bank shot. 32-26. Rushi's got the biggest lead for the Raiders tonight, matching the Jets' first quarter lead of a half dozen. Here's Hammond out high for Furlong. Left-hand dribble. Ball whipped into the left corner to Nick Brodigan. Tries to go in a wraparound pass to the opposite corner for DeMarcus. It's swiped easily by Rushi. Raiders on the steal. Trevor Mana down the floor. Top of the key. Outside the arc on the right. Dribbling. Looks for help. Goes between the rings. The teammate Dylan Cordonier. He's being hounded. Ball shaken loose. He gets it back. 3:30 to go. Third quarter. Rushi up six. Back to the basket. Garrity. High post. Ball deflected away. Fine D by the Fairlawn Jets. Out of bounds it goes. Josh Reck was pretty feisty there. His tenacious play caused the turnover. Good effort by the Jets. 6-point lead, Rushi. Rushi missed an opportunity right there to go up by as many as eight. Timeout on the floor beyond the midway point, third quarter. Raiders up six on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Fairlawn Jets with possession. 3:20 left to go, third quarter. Jets down six. Rushi missed a golden opportunity last trip down the floor to push the advantage out to eight. Here's DeMarcus with the ball. Overplay by Rushi. They didn't make the interception. DeMarcus had a fine look from 16. Soft touch bouncer off the front of the rim, backboard and in. And then Rushi hastily down the floor and a walking violation called. What a big bucket there by DeMarcus of Fairlawn, Chuck.
Stop the bleeding, that's for sure.
Yeah. And that sliced into the Raiders' 6-point lead. It's a 4-point game, 32-28. Jets get it right back on the Rushi miscue. There's a double team at the timeline against Nick Brodigan. He gets the ball away to Kirtner, right corner to Hammond. Hammond out high to Hickman. Hickman hangs on 25 feet away. Hickman left-hand dribble. Goes near side to Nick. Lessing on the bench at the moment, getting a breather for Fairlawn. Now Hickman pops out to 15, catches it, fades, and hits it. Couple of big buckets, mid-range jumpers, DeMarcus and Hickman. Rushi's leading out two, 32-30. 2.5 to go, third quarter. 25 feet away on the right is Trevor Martin. Cross-court to Connor. Connor tries a three-pointer. It rims in and out, no good. Rebound yanked down off the glass by Hickman at Fairlawn. He's undercut. He goes to the floor. Foul called.
Yeah, they got just enough of him to cause him to fall. I don't think if he hadn't fallen, they wouldn't have called the foul. But if they didn't call the foul, it would have been travel, so he had no choice.
Right. Pressure by Rushi in backcourt. It goes to Nick Brodigan. Brodigan being pressured. Timeline, left-hand dribble. Outside the arc on the left. Goes to Hickman, step back three. He tries a long one from 23 feet. It rolls off, no good. Rebound to Marcus, deflected off the underneath side of the glass, and Rushi's got it. Boy, that three by Hickman rolled in. Fairlawn would have taken the lead. Dribbling down the floor, Trevor Monin in a lot of traffic in the lane. Gets it out of trouble to the three-point shooter for Rushi. A long one gunned up there by Dylan Cordonier. Off the flange, no good. Rebound Hammond of the Jets. Action quite physical right now. Let's see what's been called. A foul on Rushi. Did they call a foul? Let's see what the ruling is. Out of bounds Raiders or foul Raiders?
No, they did call a foul. I think that was a correct call, but I didn't see. The guy down here didn't signal it. The other guy did.
Jake Garrity picks up his second. 4,000 Rushi this half. 2 on Fairlawn. 32-30. Jets down 2. Rushi amassed a 6-point lead at 32-26. With 3:40 to play in the third quarter, Raiders have not scored since.
And they're doing this without Lessing on the floor.
Exactly. Nate Lessing out right now for Fairlawn. Here is DeMarcus at midcourt for the Jets. Goes down to the right side to Josh Rett. Out high to Hickman. He's tackled from behind by York, who is far too aggressive. And that's 5 team fouls now on Rushi. Fairlawn two away from the 1-1. 91 seconds to go in the third quarter. Rushi led 32-26 just beyond the halfway mark of this period. Fairlawn's answered with two field goals, one by DeMarcus, one by Hickman. A missed three by Hickman. Here's a backdoor cut, but Fairlawn, the ball is whipped to Hammond. He overshoots baseline right, but he smacked in the shoulder. And he's got two free throws, a chance to tie for the Jets. Well, Fairlawn has settled down after Rushi inched out to the 6-point bulge. Couple free ones here for Hammond. And as long as the Jets continue to stay really close, Nate Lessing's breather on the bench might be extended. He's been there now for 2 full minutes. Free throw by Hammond, left-hand shot. Front rim, backboard, front rim, rolling in. Easy, easy does it.
It looked like Lessing was getting a little frustrated because he has taken some contact on his shot, so this is good for him to get a breather.
That one by Hammond, in and out, no good. Long rebound, baseline right there to Hickman. Fadeaway 12-footer, rimmed. It came off. Rushi with the rebound, snared by the Raiders, foul by the Jets. Boy, Fairlawn missed chances there. Foul shot by Hammond came off. A short corner jumper by Hickman was down below the iron. It popped out. Rushi's got the ball with a 1-point lead. 32-31, a minute 13 to go, third quarter. Here's a dribble drive down the floor by Dylan Cordagna. Tried to weave his way through traffic. High dribble violation.
Yep, got the ball on his hip that time when he made his move.
It's amazing. Chuck Rushi owned the first 4 minutes of the third quarter and has gone scoreless now for 3 minutes. 25 feet away on the left, it's Hammond. Fairlawn with the ball down one. Right side pass, Nick Brodigan. Nick looks for Reck. Instead gets it to DeMarcus. The ball's on the floor. DeMarcus manages to scoop it up. Might have traveled with it as he slid on the hardwood. Then a timeout is called. Fairlawn will retain the ball when we come back. Under a minute to go in the third. Rushi up one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Friday night football is a big part of our local communities in West Central Ohio. Just like Friday night football, Dickman Supply is proud to be a part of Sidney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. We are a locally owned company, employing people who actually live in our local communities. Dickman Supply has been local for over 60 years, and we're going to keep it that way. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio. Locally owned, locally operated. Proud to be local.
On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, Rushi 32, Fairlawn 31, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Rushi High School. Our boys basketball opener on scoresbroadcast.com. First game of the year for both Fairlawn and Rushi. It's a tight one. We thought it would be. These two clubs will contend for the Shelby County League Boys Championship this year. Outside the arc on the left, it's Hickman. Left corner, Hammond. Open. Guns a left-handed three-ball. Short, no good. Rebound ricochets right back to the Jets. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi head by one. Weaving down the lane. Off balance goes Reck. Wow, he banked it in. Good play by Josh Reck.
Got his arm grabbed and he still made the shot.
He sure did. The 5'11 junior in off the bench. Huge field goal for Fairlawn, which leads by one. Here's a missed shot by Rushi in the lane. Josh York gets the garbage back up and in. Good play by York. 1-point lead, Rushi. 4 seconds to go, third quarter. Hustling down the floor goes Nick Brodigan, right side of the hardwood. Whipped a pass inside to DeMarcus. punched out of bounds by Rushi. 2.7 left in the third. Hammond to trigger below the rim. Into the right corner to Marcus. Long, high arching fadeaway three. No good as the third quarter finishes. Fairlawn had recaptured the lead by one. The York field goal late in the third quarter gives the Raiders the edge, 34-33, at the end of three periods here on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We start the fourth quarter here at Rushi. Raiders lead by a point, 34-33. What a third period. Chuck for Rushi's post player.
Yeah, he scored all 10. They scored 10 points in the quarter. He had all of them.
Josh York was outstanding. Here's York in the post right now with the ball for the Raiders. Flips to Garrity on the arc, and he launches a triple and hit the back iron. No good. Rebound by Fairlawn. Here come the Jets down the floor, and a player's tripped.
I think it's going to be 1-1.
Well, the Rushi Raiders have picked up 7 fouls in less than 8.5 minutes here in the second half, and Fairlawn is in the bonus. Nick Brodigam strolls to the line with Rushi leading by a point, 34-33. Fairlawn outpointed Rushi by 1, 11-10 in that third quarter. Free throw way off by Nick Brodigam. Long rebound, Trevor Monin chases it down for Rushi. Monin in backcourt. Up on the right side, gives it on the play to Dylan Cordonier. Ball lobbed into the lane to Josh York. Boy, he is the frequent target now for Rushi's offense, and Fairlawn's on his back. It's a common foul. Number 4 on the Jets. 7:22 to go in the fourth quarter. 34-33, Rushi up 1. Baseline, right of the basket, Dylan Cordonier will trigger. The 5'11 junior guard. Lobs to York at the foul line. Oh, what a play by Hammond, who stepped it from behind, took it away. Hammond darts down the floor of the lane. He's in there an awful long time. Gets rid of it in a hurry. Long, long triple. DeMarcus, good for Fairlawn. Wow. Hammond in the paint and eternity. Got the ball out of there. And the Jets have a 2-point lead, 36-34. Here's Rushi down the floor. Nice pass, Trevor Monin inside to York. Right in front, 7-footer, in and out, no good, but he's fouled on the elbow.
Well, he's 0-for-3 from the free throw line. If you want to find one place where he's been a little weak, and they haven't really been very good free throws.
Two shots, Josh York, Rushi, good. 36-35, Fairlawn.
He got his elbow in that time. He was kind of pushing it up before, and they were all long.
Yeah, you're right. Mechanically, he looked more sound on that shot. Rushi back within 1, 36-35. Raiders led at 1 point, 32-26, with under 4 to go in the third. And then a spurt for the Jets, overlapping into the fourth quarter, enabled Fairlawn to go up 2. Josh York connects twice at the stripe. We're tied right back up at 36. A minute gone, fourth quarter. Here's Drew Brodigam out high with the ball. Goes into the left corner to Lessing, who's back in there. Lessing feeds Hickman. Uh-oh, he dragged the pivot foot. Yep. Game tied at 36. 7 minutes even to go in the fourth. And we've got a substitution for Rushi. Connor Monin is out. Cole Tebby back in as Rushi goes bigger. With Tebby 6'3", York 6'5", on the front line. Connor Monin dribbles in backcourt, scurries up the floor, stops at the foul line, and comes right back out. Goes left side to Dylan Cordonier, picked up by Hammond. Dylan to the foul line. Gave it up to Trevor. Trevor's open, got a drive in from the right wing. Tried to lay it off on the play to York, broken up by Fairlawn, goes out of bounds.
Had the layup. Threw a pass.
Yep. One of those situations where you're better off shooting than feeding to the teammate. But Rushi still got the ball. Oh, here's a fine cut to the basket down inside, but Tebby. Tebby caught it, power to the rim, no good, because he is walloped in the shoulder. Two free throws, Tebby for Rushi. This game is tied at 36, and Tebby can give Rushi the lead. Last trip to the foul line for the Raiders was by York, who can two. This shot by Tebby is good, and the lead is one for Rushi now.
Well, they were one of four coming into the fourth quarter. Now they've hit all three of their attempts here in the fourth quarter.
16 fouls on Fairlawn now. So Rushi's in the bonus the rest of the way. Jets are two. 37-36. 1 point lead Raiders. Under 6.5 to go fourth quarter. Free throw Tebby, yes. 38-36. Raiders with a 2 point cushion. Well, Lessing has got to get into the flow for Fairlawn. He has been stymied by superb defense all night from Rushi. Outside the arc on the right for the Raiders, it is Kirtner. Kirtner goes down inside to Drew Brodigan. Brodigan's doubled. A couple defenders hound him, and he walked with the ball or double dribbled.
Well, he caught the pass by dribbling it, and then he put it on the floor. That's why you catch the ball with two hands.
6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Behind the back dribble, Trevor Monin midcourt. And guarding way too closely is Nick Brodigan for Fairlawn. And that's a one-on-one for Rushi. How about that, Chuck? Fairlawn got to the one-on-one 2 to 3 minutes sooner than the Raiders, and then a flurry of fouls on the Jets. And Rushi's at the stripe. 38-36 lead. Rushi, one and one, is too long. No good. DeMarcus screens off the defender for the rebound for Fairlawn. He comes up the floor, gives it up, gets it back. DeMarcus throws to Drew Brodigan between the rings. It's telegraphed. It's intercepted by Rushi. Here's Cole Tebby down the floor. Scampers ahead. Deals the teammate Dylan Cordonier. 5.5 to go in the fourth. Rushi up two. Oh, here's good work by Cole Tebby. Low post left side. He works hard to the basket and gets two more.
I think they've found themselves a second post player.
40-36. Rushi in the lead by four. Foul line back to the basket. Drew Brodigan. One bounce. Gives it off to Kirtner. Right side Nick Brodigan to Lessing. Foul line. Weaves his way into the lane. And he pumps it up and in over the Rushi. Outstretched defender who got a piece of Lessing's wrist. Count the basket, plus one. Boy, Nate Lessing at his best right there. That was a leaner as he suspended himself in midair in the paint.
He gets the defender up in the air. He does such a nice job with the ball fake.
And he hangs and hangs, draws the foul, and still has enough strength to pump the ball in. 40-38, Rushi by two. 5:10 to go, fourth quarter. Lessing one free throw. He shoots for the three-point play here. Lessing eyes the basket. Got it. 40-39. Rushi's lead trimmed to one. We've got a real thriller opening night boys basketball and scoresbroadcast.com. We had a five-pointer last Saturday in our first girls game. Fort Loramie knocked off Tippecanoe. Outside the arc, right side. It is Dylan Cordonier. Gives it up top of the circle to Connor Monin for Rushi, which runs its offense 20 feet from the basket. Now to Dylan Cordonier. Wants to drive down the lane. Choked off. Errant pass intended for York. Fairlawn gets a piece of it. It goes out of bounds to Rushi.
I think we may have a foul.
A lot of contact. Bodies went flying. Whistle against two.
They called it against Drew Grogan, and I think that's a bad. They were both going for the ball.
Wow.
I think that was not a great call.
That's a 50-50. Let it go. And head coach Justin Tidwell of Fairlawn not pleased about the decision. And Rushi's got a crucial 1-1, nursing a one-point lead, 40-39. Trevor Monin toes the stripe. 5'11 senior sends that one airborne. It is no good. Off the back brace, rebound to Lessing. Fairlawn now for the lead on this possession. Here's DeMarcus. Here's Lessing between the rings. Nate Satt, better than 3 minutes, late third quarter. He should be refreshed. Drew Brodigan's got it on the arc. Nate trying to post up. Pass goes cross-court to Nick. Nick starts to drive. Runner, baseline right. Got the bounce and a foul. Oh, what a play by Nick Brodigan for Fairlawn. He gets the goal and a free throw upcoming. As the Jets try to get 6 points on back-to-back three-point plays the old-fashioned way. Hickman back in for Drew Brodigan. Nick is at the stripe for the Jets. 41-40 lead, Fairlawn. Free throw, Nick Brodigan on the way. Swish! Fairlawn leads it 42-40. And the Rushi Raiders, I think, may have taken a timeout. No, a substitution. Connor Monin back in for the Raiders, who do elect to take a timeout. We'll keep it right here, tell you all about Adams Tech Solutions in Anna. Owned by Adam Rice, reaching out to aid small businesses in the area with high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, plus data transfer and more. Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, your phone, handheld, iPods, iPads, you name it. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. 42-40, Fairlawn up two. Well, the Jets have answered the bell, Chuck, in the last 4 to 5 minutes, overlapping the third and fourth quarters.
Yeah, they've had a nice run, and they're not as senior-lated probably as Rushi, but they have more varsity experience.
Yes, good point. That's exactly right. Yep, Rushi owned a six-point lead midway through the third quarter, through the third period. It's been dissolved by Fairlawn, which is up two. Here's Rushi dribbling out near the center line. 4 minutes even to go in the fourth. Jonah Counts has got it. Gives it up to Dylan Cordonier. Back to Jonah. Jonah goes cross-court, low on the left to a teammate. Garrity catches near the rim, and he's hacked. Good cross-court throw by the Raiders. Fine assist to Garrity. He's at the stripe with two coming.
Outstanding change of defense by Fairlawn. They came out and caught Rushi napping a little bit in that half-court trap. Probably should have had a five-second call.
Jake Garrity aims, shoots, and it's a little too bold. It hit the back rim and bounced away. Jets up two, 42-40, 3:57 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot, Garrity, Rushi, and he connects. 42-41 in favor of Fairlawn. It was 34-33, Rushi by one at the end of three after Rushi had garnered a six-point lead midway through the third. Token full-court pressure by Rushi. Fairlawn inbound to Lessing. Lessing strolls over the Raiders logo at center circle. Jets up a point, 3:45 to go in the game. Hickman, top of the key for Fairlawn. Wants to go high-low for Drew Brodigan, but the pass is not available. Now to Lessing. Hickman in the lane, back to the basket, turns. Fadeaway 14-footer short. He was well guarded. Let it fly anyway. Rushi with good defense and the rebound. Zipping into the forecourt, Trevor Monin. Left side, Dylan Cordonier. Coming out is York. York looks inside for Garrity. Ball goes to Garrity in the right corner. Outside the arc on the left to Dylan Cordonier. He's got a baseline drive from the wing all the way to the rack for two. Oh, what a play by Dylan Cordonier.
Nice time to get your first basket of the night.
Big field goal. Dylan Cordonier with 3:05 to go in the game. It gives the Raiders a one-point edge. Brodigham to Hammond, 25 feet away to Lessing. Low on the left to Drew Brodigham for Fairlawn. Forces up a seven-footer. Excellent defense by Rushi, which didn't foul. They hurried the shot. It's no good. Rebounded by the Raiders. Quickly down the floor in the right corner. And it's Drew Brodigham, a little overzealous, trying to make up for the misfire to our left. He fouls in Rushi's offensive end. And Rushi either has the last one and one or a double bonus with 2:43 to go in the game. Up one.
It's going to be a double.
Josh York with two foul shots coming. Tell you what, Chuck, in the last 2 minutes, Rushi's defense in the paint area has been rock solid.
Yeah, they've been tough all night. Both teams playing great defense.
Free throw, Josh York, way short. He gets a second as he'll try to edge Rushi into a two-point advantage. It's 43-42. Josh York, one, two dribbles, shoots it up and in. 44-42, Rushi. 2:40 left to go, fourth quarter. Lessing fires a pass in the right corner. He gives it up, gets it back. Lessing spinning in the lane, banked it down. Good one-on-one maneuver by Lessing. We're tied at 44 each. Good assist on that play by Josh Reck. Here is York posting up for Rushi. Intermediate jumper, 12-footer, bingo! He comes right back. 46-44, Raiders up two after Fairlawn had tied it. 2:12 to go here in the game. Midcourt, Lessing on the dribble. Here's a telegraph pass, picked off. Intercepted, dribbling down the floor, Cordonier. Dylan steers in from the right flank. Lessing takes a swipe at it and punches it out of bounds.
That was a very lazy pass into the post that time, and that cost him a turnover.
Yep, Fairlawn's had a few of those in this game, that's for sure. 2 minutes, 2 seconds to go in the fourth. Rushi up two with the ball. Lobbed in out high to Dylan Cordonier. That goes to Trevor Monum between the circles. Both teams in the double bonus. Trevor Monum down the right side of the lane. Beneath the basket. Flips it to a player on the arc. Here's Tebby. 23-footer. Bouncing, no good. Rebound taken down by Fairlawn. Hickman in backcourt. To Lessing. Lessing dribbles right into Josh York, who steals. One-on-one against Hickman. Oh, and a great play by Josh York. Josh York picked up the loose ball at midcourt. Sped down the floor. Lowered the shoulder, got around the defender, banked it in with force on his way to the cup, and he's got a free throw to boot.
You will not see Nathan Lessing make that kind of mistake very often. He tried to go through two defenders. There was no way he was getting through there.
And Rushi's up four, 48-44, a minute 35 to go in the fourth.
York's got 23, looking for 24 here at the free throw.
Wow, he had all 10 in the third quarter. Free throw by Josh York, nothing but net. And the Rushi Raiders have sneaked ahead by five. A minute 35 left in the game. Timeout called by Fairlawn. Raiders lead at 49-44 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
A few Fairlawn turnovers, triggered in part by outstanding Rushi defense. plus continued outstanding play by Josh York of the Raiders have led Rushi now to a five-point cushion with a minute 29 to go in the fourth quarter. Lessing's got the ball far right side for Farallon, out back to Hammond. Hammond squeezes between a couple players. Inside to Lessing, post move, up and in over Trevor Monnen. Lessing hard to stop when he gets down inside 8 or 10 feet. Three-point lead, Rushi, a minute 10 left in the fourth. Here's a pass into the right corner by the Raiders, almost picked off by Hickman. He goes out of bounds to Rushi. 49-46 Raiders, a minute 8 to go in the fourth. Baseline right, Ethan Monier triggers inbounds. Ethan, the 6-foot junior, throws it in out back to Trevor Monnen. Monnen on the bounce, picked up there by Kirtner. Ball fed into the post to Dylan Cordonier. Foul line extended right to York. He's bear hugged by Hickman and fouled.
They needed the foul. They were letting too much time go.
Yep. And it's two shots, double bonus. York made a quick step move past Hickman. And Hickman fouled him. It appeared to be semi-intentional.
Well, I think it was.
Yep. And Rushi now with pressure on at the stripe, up three, 49-46, 53.4 to go. Foul shot, Josh York in the air, too hard, no good. Second one upcoming. Let's see if Fairlawn tries to get Lessing down the floor in a hurry in post-up position. Free throw, York, got it, 50-46, Rushi. 49 seconds to go. In the game, Lessing, foul line, Fairlawn dances across the lane. Left-handed shot around Josh York, made it. Looked like the defender got a piece of the ball. Lessing so strong, he forced it in there anyway. And with 44.5 to go, we got a two-point game again. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Don't miss out on the big Black Friday sale at Goffney Furniture. That big sale continues through tomorrow through Sunday. Savings on high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney. Go to the website for added savings, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for $25 additional off, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And here is Rushi getting set to inbound in backcourt. A precarious two-point lead for the Raiders. Fairlawn manning up either side of the timeline. Pressure being applied. Ball goes in backcourt to Ethan Monier. Monier gives it off to a teammate. Then it goes to Garrity. Garrity splits a couple players, and he's whacked on the arm. Double bonus, Rushi, 38.6 left.
That was Fairlawn's last timeout that they just used. They're not going to be able to stop the clock anymore.
That's a factor, no question. Couple throws here for Garrity. One, two, three bounces, and he sinks it for Rushi, which has a three-point lead, 51-48. Foul shots will determine this outcome here at the end. A couple of dribbles again by Garrity in the air, around and off, no good. Lessing skies for the rebound, and he coughs up the ball at backcourt. It rolls away from him out of bounds.
Wow.
A little pressure was applied by Ethan Monier. Nate got in a hurry and couldn't contain the ball. Rushi with possession, up three, 51-48. Here's a wild cross-court pass. It's lobbed on the play for Jake Garrity. Hammond tries to leap up, take it away from him, and got a piece of his wrist. And Rushi's back to the stripe again where the Raiders had lived in this fourth quarter. They shot a bunch of them. 51-48, Rushi, 33.9 left. Jake Garrity, open stance at the stripe, right foot ahead of the left, eyes the goal and drills it. That was the 15th free throw here in the quarter. My goodness. 52-48, Rushi. Again, no good off the back flange. York nearly fouled over the shoulder. Hickman snared it for Fairlawn. Backcourt to Lessing, 27 seconds to go. Rushi up four. Lessing off balance, gets below the three-point arc, beats resistance, tries to wiggle his way through traffic. Could have been a foul called. Instead, it's a travel.
I didn't see that.
Well, a tough break goes against the Jets. Rushi possession, timeout called, 23.2 to go. Raiders ball, Rushi up 52-48. On scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Full court pressure by Fairlawn. Jets are down four. 23.2 to go. Rushi with it in backcourt and trying to inbound is Jake Garrity. As he surveyed the floor, no one was available, and Rushi takes another timeout. And the Raiders still have, I think, officially one remaining, or was that it?
That was their last one.
It was. Neither team with a timeout left. Rushi has lived at the free throw line here in the fourth quarter, approaching 20 free throws shot. And made free throws have enabled Rushi to stave off Fairlawn here at the end. Jets have had some critical turnovers in the last 8 minutes of this game.
Well, they turned the ball over 11 times in the second half and only four times in the first half.
15 total, and the majority of them here in the final 16 minutes. And
well, they haven't gotten a shot off their last three possessions.
That's a good point. Exactly right. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for three straight years. Barker is the number one most valued agency in the region. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Here is Rushi inbounding. Here's a long fly pattern run by Josh York. He catches an over-the-shoulder pass and lays it in. And the lead is six for Rushi. Fairlawn with a quick long three try. No good. Baseline right. Rebound Nick Brodigan. He leans in and charges. Everything going Rushi's way and against Fairlawn down the stretch.
Well, Rushi has taken care of the basketball and done a nice job of making some free throws in the fourth quarter. That's how you win close games.
And the Jets have made a few too many critical turnovers in the last 8 minutes.
Well, that's called a foul, but that's, to me, a turnover.
Exactly. Yep, when you commit an offensive charging foul like that, it's a turnover in essence. Here is Rushi whipping the ball to the center line with 9.7 to go. There's a lot of contact. Bodies fly. Fairlawn tries to make the pickoff and fouls. And the Raiders will shoot two more free throws again.
Why not?
9.7 remaining. It is 54-48 in favor of Rushi. Great post-up move by Nate Lessing. With about 90 seconds to go in this game, got it to 49-46 as Josh York swishes the foul shot, and it's 55-48 Raiders who are going to win this contest. Under 10 to play. Josh York aims, and he's got another. Oh, what a splendid night for Josh York.
He's at 29.
Wow, a point short of 30. 8-point lead, Rushi. 3-point try, Nate Lessing from way downtown. It bounces off the iron, kicks away, no good. The buzzer sounds, and the Rushi Raiders have defeated the Fairlawn Jets 56-48 in the season opener for both teams. Our scores, broadcast.com, lid lifter here for 2015-16. The Raiders with great free throw shooting down the stretch and phenomenal play from Josh York all night long defeat the Jets. It was a cliffhanger for a while. Rushi pulled away late. As Chuck noted, in the final moment of the fourth quarter, the Jets simply had too many possessions on which they did not get looks at the basket.
Well, yeah, you had three empty possessions in a row, and Rushi scored on every one of them. So you went from two to eight down, and there's your final score.
56-48, Rushi defeats Fairlawn. The Raiders make it a sweep tonight, having won the JV game quite easily. So many thanks tonight to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Bluffton University's MBA program, Brookins Restaurant in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, with the best sports page coverage around, as we noted, the in-between, south edge of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world, and John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John always gives you his best shot. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Well, what a night for Josh York. Tremendous opening game. Terrific performance by him. He leads all scorers with 29. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers.
Well, yeah, I mean, Josh had 29. They got 12 out of Jake Garrity, who I thought had a great game also. Cole Tebby, 6'3 junior, came off the bench, scored 8 points. They got three out of Counts. They got three out of Trevor Monin. And they got two out of Dylan Cordonier. They scored 56 for the game. Lessing had 16, only one in double figures for Fairlawn. Then he dropped down to a couple of sevens in Kirtner and DeMarcus. Just they couldn't sustain offensively, and they sent Rushi to the free throw line way too much in the fourth quarter.
Now, Lessing was blanked in the third quarter for Fairlawn, did get 9 in the fourth as he tried to spearhead the comeback, but too little, too late for the Fairlawn Jets. What an opening night for Josh York.
Yeah, he was terrific. And I'll tell you what, they're as a team, you got to be impressed. I mean, you didn't see anything different. You saw the Paul Bremingen offense. You saw him do the same things. And if you've been that successful over the years, why would you change anything?
And once again, Chuck, if the Rushi Raiders get some outside shooting, this Rushi club is going to be very, very strong here in 2015-16.
Well, we thought they were going to be one of the top four teams, and after watching them play, I haven't changed my mind.
And don't forget, we've got high school basketball for you on Tuesday night. Our plan is to cover the Versailles at Minster girls game. That's Tuesday night from Minster, a tip-off at 7:30, on the air about 7:10, Versailles at Minster. We'll get a good look at those two quality girls programs on Tuesday evening from Minster High School. That's an early Midwest Athletic Conference showdown. Last year we had that game in early December at Versailles, and it was a real thriller. Went right down to the wire. Versailles won it by a point, I think.
Yeah, one or two.
Yeah, at the very, very end. But a good season opener here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi victorious by a 56-48 count. Fairlawn Jets, their own worst enemy down the stretch of this game. Fairlawn will probably struggle, at least early on, Chuck, getting points from the supporting cast to assist Lessing. That's going to be a key all year long, the contributions from other players, Aaron Hammond, Logan DeMarcus, Drew Brodigham. Those three young men over 6 feet tall will need to contribute.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little disappointed in Hammond. He didn't have a basket. Luke Hickman had 4 points. Drew Brodigham had 4 points. They're going to get better. There's just no doubt about it.
Second half defense by Rushi was very tight. It was like glue as the Raiders challenged very closely virtually every fair line shot attempt in the second half of this game. Well, we look forward to a fine high school basketball season. Should be a good Shelby County League boys race. We know that Fairlawn, Rushi, and a Jackson Center will all be very potent. Those are the four clubs figured to battle it out. Fort Loramie will gel as the season progresses. It's a young team. Botkins and Houston should both be much improved with far more experience on those two clubs.
Well, Botkins is mostly seniors.
Yes, right.
So, you know, experience-wise, they should know what they need to do, and they are, every year they are very, very well coached.
Now, the outlook in the Shelby County League boys race this year, more compressed top to bottom, should be tighter. Maybe 9-3 is a tie for the league championship. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, that is a real possibility.
Yeah. So many thanks to Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside on Stats Color on-site engineering. We look forward to our webcast for you on Tuesday night from Minster High School, the Versailles Lady Tigers against the Minster Lady Wildcats, two teams, perennially outstanding girls programs, each playing in the MAC, Versailles Division III, Minster Division IV. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Rushi. Once again, the final score, the Raiders 56, the Jets 48 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.